by his all efficacious blood,
I never be condemned by God, for he has died for me. Praise the Lord. Really enjoying today's speaking. I really appreciate our crisis, our reality. Just like Peter mentioned, Leviticus 1:4. We are not absolutely, but we have one absolutely. He become our burnt offering. We can lay hand on him. By calling on him every day, we will be. Absolutely. And I enjoyed John 1:29. He is the Lamb of God. Take the sin of the He is the Lamb of God and who takes away the sin of the world. And he is done once for all. And also he purified the sin. And today he's set on the right hand of God. Even he is praying for us. And also I enjoy Peter 1:3:18 and 2:24. He's righteousness, but become under our righteousness. Where is he? There. Anyway, he died and he resurrected. And if we experience he's dying for us, and we also be die, and also we will believe, every day, if we come to him, experience him, we are not righteousness, but he is righteousness, and he died for our sake, and we die. One we die, and one we live. It's by the process, We experience his die, and every day we experience his live. So, day after day, we will die ourselves, and we will lead him. We will be absolutely for him. Praise the Lord. And I also enjoy the Frank bring up that Galatians 1:4, who gave himself for our sin, that he might rescue out of the present age according to the will of our God and Father. Because we have a sin nature, and we live in this sin, this evil world, and so many things attract us. And when we connect with that thing, then we become in that organization. So we cannot get out. Oh, Lord Jesus, so many things. If we are not absolutely for the Lord, we will be for the world, And the Satan every day accuses us, every day and talking to us. Oh, really troublesome. So we need, day by day, calling, praying. Oh, don't let Satan have opportunity to come to interrupt our mind or our thing, everything. You have to be careful. Satan is a judge. He is judge on the cross. Sins, world, all creation, everything deal with in the cross. Now we are free. We are rescued by him out of this evil present world. Then you have to take action. He is live in you, and you have to breathe in him, by calling him, by talk to him, by acting to him, by coming to the church, by speak the word of God. Don't let your mind get the Satan have a ground. He is rescue us from this present age. Today we are free. Our heart is free. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We appreciating you, the art reality. Everything, every moment, every minute, we cannot leave him.
Amen. This week I really enjoyed 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree.
Amen.
In order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. We were healed. But that means we were sick. And our sickness was actually that we were dead to God and alive to sins. And how did that come about? It's because Satan lied to the woman in Genesis 3. He said, "You shall not surely die if you eat of this tree," right? And of course, then the woman took of it and gave to her husband. And they actually died, right? They died in their spirit, Ephesians 2 tells us. But I appreciate, as believers, we have participated in the Lord's death. And by his death, we became dead to sins and alive to God. So that's why Peter says, we having died to sins. And also Paul in Romans 6, verse 3, he says that we who have been baptized into Christ Jesus, we have been baptized into his death. And this means that we are dead to sin. Now, Satan comes to us with a different lie. And that is, he causes us to sin. And then he says, "See, you're not dead to sin." That's a lie. We need to remember, and we need to tell him, "No, I am dead in Christ, dead to the world and dead to sin." And actually, that's why our baptism is so important. Because we can point to that and say, "I am one with Christ. I've been baptized into his death, and I've been raised with him to walk in newness of life." Praise the Lord for what he has done, and that we are in him and participating in the same. Amen.
Amen. Two things really stuck out to me this morning. The first was just how I use this big word, efficacious, or how everything was absolutely dealt with on the cross. So here the blood has absolutely taken care of us. It's taken care of our old nature. It dealt with the guy who introduced sin into the world. It's dealt with the whole evil, you know, age that we live in right now. Everything is under that blood. And just how, I mean, everything is cared for. It's all done. So that is one thing, and how it's been dealt with in a final way. And so the scene that was painted before us, where here's the heavenly courtroom, right? And the enemy is always bringing accusation. We all know that. You could hear it in your mind. You can get it from other sources. But the enemy's always accusing us, bringing accusation. There is an answer for that. And there's always an answer for that. And I love that this morning. Just tell him to talk to Christ. It's like, here is the blood speaking better things for us. We can tell the enemy exactly where to go. Talk to the one. Because in this hymn we just sang too, the line, he cannot have his claim on two. The righteousness of God underpins all of this. It's not a feeling on God's side. It's not a feeling on our side. The righteousness of God is so solid and so sure. He would not have his claim on too. It's been handled. So what do? We always have to come forward. So here we get a feeling, you know, we get bothered when we trespass. You know, there's a bothering of sin. We feel that separation. It's like what the word has done this morning is that's a whole different, it's a whole different take on that now. It's like, okay, conscience, amen. You know, okay, I'm getting the elbow. Go to him. Enjoy what he's done. Take it to the blood. Take it to the Lord. Enjoy his blood. Enjoy everything he's done. And leave it there. You know, praise the Lord for such an efficacious sacrifice and atonement and all these awesome things. So, praise the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, please allow me to share my enjoyment with you this morning. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for feeding us this morning. Thank you for the full salvation. Yes, thank you. We appreciate Christ as the reality of the trespass offering. Amen. So I enjoy John chapter 1, verse 29. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Oh, Jesus, you are the propitiation of our sins. Amen. Yes. And also in Peter chapter 1, verse 18, we were redeemed from our vain manners of life, handed down from our fathers. Amen. So who gave himself to our sins that he might rescue us out of the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. Oh, Lord Jesus, release our spirit. We need you. We want to be in you. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
So we had a YP spring conference last week, and I just wanted to share what I enjoyed. So we learned we are all inoculators, and we could be inoculators as a teacher, a soldier, an athlete, a farmer, or a workman. And so what touched me was inoculator as an athlete. As Christians, we are all in a race, and 2 Timothy 2:5 says, "And also, if anyone contends in the games, he is not crowned unless he contends lawfully." And what touched me is, as an athlete, we are, me personally, you know, you practice, and your coach tells you, you know, keep going. If you're, like, we're running, if you're running, even if you fall, don't stop. Even if, like, you mess up, don't stop. And that's, you know, the one brother, his burden was continue, continue, continue. And so that's what really touched me, is that, you know, we are all running this race, and we just have to continue in the Lord.
So, like, during our April conference, we learned that the most important word from this conference was, "Old saints, you have to guard your good deposit." Amen. The good deposit is our soul, spirit, and body. To guard the good deposits, we need to have a pure conscience, unfeigned faith, divine gift, strong spirit, eternal grace, and incorruptible life, healthy words, and indwelling spirit. Amen. To have a strong spirit, we need a strong conscience. Amen. Lord, help us to have a strong conscience and guard our good deposit.
Amen.
Amen. I was fortunate to be in this conference, Chinese-speaking conference, yesterday, and many of the testimonies that really touched my heart, and I just want to bring a point that where most of us are, I mean, at least I am, I'm somewhere between absoluteness or not absolute. Most of us are in the middle. We're for the Lord sometimes. Sometimes we're not. And I was really touched by Frank's testimony, actually, on Friday and this morning. He was gracious to share his experience that it took him many years to read the Bible. And those people that yesterday they were, you know, they were telling us that they read the whole New Testament in 12 weeks, 6 days a week. And some of them said, well, we missed a day here or two, so they made it up on the Lord's Day. But it's, they say it's very tiring. It's like three to five people, and then you have to spend about 3 hours either on the phone or face-to-face. And that's the first thing come to me. I don't have 3 hours, you know. So you start bargaining with the Lord, and you have hesitation. And today, the sharing really touched me, because that's where Satan gets you, okay? Satan say, okay, you don't really have to do this. You go to so many meetings already, and you have morning watch, and you read the Bible. It's okay. You don't have to put that kind of price. I just feel like it doesn't matter. For the Lord, the Lord had done this so we can be his beloved bride. And other than put that fire under us, we can never get there. Satan will always be able to say, oh, relax, you're tired, you know? Go home, do this, do that. Lord Jesus, forgive me. I'm here not as a testimony. I'm not a good testimony. But I'm asking the Lord to give us strength to join this when it does come. The English part is coming from what I heard, right? May. Sometimes in the middle of May, that we're going to start this, those who speak English, and I want to be in there.
I enjoyed that our sins have not only been covered, but have been taken away and purified. I just when I heard that, you know, it just, you know, just the joy, you know, and the peace that we can have because of Christ. And you know, He purified our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He always lives to intercede for us. And He is our propitiation for our, not only our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. You know, just the greatness of His salvation, I really enjoyed. And praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to share something from the conference, something very small also. Just like our young sister Sierra shared, speaking that we're athletes, you know, that we're all contending in the games. Like this verse says, so, and also, if anyone contends in the games, he is not crowned unless he contends lawfully. And it was very simple, I mean, the picture, but I was very touched that we're all in this race together. And we're contending to gain the same goal. And we want the crown, right, which is the Lord, our righteousness. But we need to contend lawfully. And we need to continue contending, you know. So, one brother gave a very, very vivid, good example to the junior hires. And I mean, it's so simple, but it stuck with me the whole week. And he remembered when he was young, watching the Olympics, you know, when he was very young, and there was this marathon race and the people, they were going on and on and on and on and on. And he said on the sidelines, there were these, I don't know what they're called, I guess catchers or something like that, because if they're ready to collapse, you know, at this point, they're so fragile and they don't have the strength to even brace themselves when they land that they have to have people catch them or they're going to get hurt, you know. So they run alongside them when they see that they're starting to go down. And I feel like that's some of us. Sometimes we have some running next to us, you know, don't go down, you know. So, but anyway, they were coming in at the end of the race, you know, and you had your gold winner crossing the line. The gold medal winner, and then the silver, and the bronze, and then he said they were interviewing them, and in the background, you know, you could see, like, the ones that were coming in later. He said, but then there was this one woman, this was probably going to be her last Olympics, and she was just contending, you know, and she was running, but she was way behind everybody, but she determined to finish this race. She determined, and they said she was so exhausted, she was like bent over like this way, and the catchers were coming up next to her to catch her. But if they touch her, then she's disqualified. So she had to continue lawfully, and she's, don't touch me, don't touch me. And she kept running, and, you know, as she could. So even though they're interviewing the gold medal winner, the eyes were on this one that was coming in last, you know? And finally, she crossed the finish line. And then she collapsed on the other side. And I just feel like some of us have been around for a long time, and we just need to continue running. Just continue running. We're in this race together, we're contending together, and we just need to cross that finish line.
Amen. I really enjoyed this week that the Lord has done it all, and He's done it all on our behalf. And I really enjoyed that He died for our sins, but He also died to rescue us from this evil age. Amen. And I really enjoyed that, you know, one way for the Lord to rescue us is that we won't no longer live for ourselves, but live to Christ. And I feel like the way that we can actually apply this to our daily living, to live to Christ, is through prayer. Because prayer, when we pray, is that we tell the Lord that we can't do it, that he has to do it in us. And I really enjoyed this week that it's no longer I, but Christ.
Amen. This week, this word appreciation really stuck out to me. I think we all realize Christ died on the cross for our sins. We're forgiven, we're cleansed, but how much we appreciate it may not match what he has actually accomplished. And that's what struck me, especially these phrases and these verses. You know, he accomplished the redemption on the cross, he shed his blood on the cross, and then there's these phrases, that he might, or that we, you know, in 1 Peter 3:18, that he might bring you to God. This is a tremendous thing, right? 1 Peter 1:18, redeemed, that you were redeemed from your vain manner of life, handed down from your fathers. And then in Titus 2:14, that he might redeem us from all lawlessness and purify to himself a particular people. And 1 Peter 2:24, having died to sins, we might live to righteousness. It's not just to cleanse us from negative things, but it's to supply us to have the proper living positively to the Lord, right? And then Galatians 1:4, that these are all verses we enjoyed this morning, that he might rescue us out of the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. And then I just want to end with this last point and read a little bit from Thursday, which really touched me. In Matthew 26, when the Lord talked about the blood, he mentioned this phrase, he poured out his blood, right? This is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And the main appreciation I think I had this week is this matter. This is the blood of the new covenant. And all of the blessings that we receive in the new covenant are included in this portion. This is the real cup of blessing. And just a few things from Thursday's reading. The blood of the Lord Jesus has made, it says, and then this new covenant has been enacted with his blood. The blood of the Lord Jesus has made a complete redemption for us so that all our sins may be forgiven. His blood has redeemed us from our fallen condition back to God and to God's full blessing. The Lord's blood, having satisfied God's righteousness, enacted the new covenant. In this new covenant, God gives us forgiveness, life, salvation, and all spiritual, heavenly, and divine blessings. It's really wonderful. That is the supply and the strength that, you know, not to live in this, according to this evil age, to be rescued out of the evil age, and to live to righteousness to God. So praise the Lord for the blood of the new covenant. Amen. So we'll close the meeting here, and be sure to pick up your morning watch sheets on your way out, and enjoy the Lord this week. Amen.